I'm going to ask you a bit more about the weddings, if that's okay. Was there ever anything outside of those hours, like 8 to 12 or 9 to 1? Did you ever play any music outside of those hours as part of the weddings?
Not really, no. Sometimes, the odd time, I used to play two weddings in the same day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right. Or sometimes people want extra hours. I remember playing for one Polish friend of mine. It was an afternoon wedding. Would be probably 2 to 6. Mm-hmm. And it's just a short little intermission. And then 6 to 12, I played a few of them.
Did you play for weddings before 1964? Before you signed up for the union?
Well, I'd say early 60s, probably. I would say probably 1960.
Did anything change about the way you played from before you signed up to the union to the way to after?
Well, actually, the more years you put into it, you get a little bit more advanced. I mean, you're playing probably better songs and, mm-hmm. And a little better arrangements and so on. And just in this type of business in music, you're never through learning. You're always learning something, you know?
Can I ask you about kind of in terms of the reimbursement for this? Because I know that one of the major issues with unions is pay for work, right? Uh-huh. So did that change when you joined the union, when you established the union?
Yeah, actually, when we joined the union, the first weddings, when I first started playing, you have to go by, the incomes weren't that great for people working in those years, okay? So my first job that I remember playing, we used to get $5 for the night.
My goodness, when was that?
This was in Sydney here, just not far from here.
And when was that? Like the early 60s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at $5, okay? And then when we joined the union, like 1964, see, the union worked with minimums. Minimum wages. They never worry about maximum because they didn't really care what you made over, just that they try to keep it at the minimum so everybody will more or less, be mm-hmm. paying the same scale. So the first union rate at that time was $12 for the evening.
$12 for the evening?
$12. Mm-hmm. See, and then after that, over a period of years, it started increasing a bit. Then it went up to 20, then 25. Well, right now, with the union, say the minimum scale would probably be about, say, $100 for a leader and $75 per sideband.
Mm-hmm. Okay? For the whole evening?
That's the minimum. But today there's bands that are playing, even two pieces right now are getting like $300,
$350. Each?
For both of them. That's what they would be getting now. That's
for two people.
Current rate, yeah.
Okay.
But that's way above the union scale because where they only work with minimums.
Okay.
Yeah. See, so like New Year's is a different thing altogether. That's why a lot of places don't have live bands anymore for New Year's, because if the band, say, charges $350 for two pieces, just for a regular Saturday night dance, at New Year's time, they'd be looking for like upwards of $2,000, mm-hmm. $2,500, just for two pieces. They figured, okay, well, their wives are sitting home and the music in demand, and they're going to get what they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I find that a lot of people put themselves out of business. That's why the DJs are going in there and they can operate a lot cheaper. They have the one person playing records or discs, and they probably would charge maybe $600 for New Year's,
mm-hmm.
versus $2,000.
Are DJs in the musicians union?
No. It's actually the only people that could join were people that played an instrument or played an instrument and did vocals, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
But you have to play an instrument to be in the union?
Mostly that's what they...
Not just singers in a band?
Well, they would let singers join if they were part of the band, but because they class a tambourine even as an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person can just rattle a,
mm-hmm.
they consider that, you know, there's no test required to perform to join the union, as long as you played an instrument. So how well a person played, well, if he played well, he made more money, but if he didn't, well, they weren't in business too long. So there was no discrimination as far as if you can play or you can't play.
Mm-hmm. And have you played the day after the wedding, or is it just that one evening?
No, just that one evening was, yeah. Their wedding made it continue a few days on their own, but actual music, it's just lasted that one day. Mm-hmm.